From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Youth Department is going fully virtual for the rest of 2020 as part of an effort to reassess the spread of COVID-19 in the city. Youth Director Nick Zako said, and I quote, "I guess we wanted to be as cautious as possible in moving forward, and we don't have all the tools that the school district and other organizations have to be able to monitor when somebody's on quarantine or not on quarantine. So we just wanted to take the position that's taking the safety of our youth and our staff and our community as priority," end quote. National statistics show people of color and those experience poverty. He said national statistics show people of color and those experiencing poverty are most adversely affected by the virus. Zako said, and I quote, "That's a high percentage of the population we serve," end quote. The youth department's virtual program will begin the week of December 7th, he said. Programming will have similar hours to the in-person schedules. In terms of budget savings, it's too early to tell, but there may be some. Zako said the move online will inevitably impact childcare and was not made lightly. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A $5.8 million proposition to build a new Woodstock library appears to have been defeated by just 11 votes. With all votes tabulated, the final tally is 2,134 opposed to 2,123 in favor. Library Board President Dorothea Marcus said December 2nd, she and fellow trustees are waiting for information from the County Board of Elections before considering whether to request a recount. At the end of Election Day, the proposition trailed by 78 votes. When the counting of mail-in ballots was completed on November 18th, the gap was reduced to 34. The inclusion of 113 disputed ballots resulted in the final 11-vote margin. The proposition called for replacing the current library with a 13,404-square-foot two-story structure intended to increase storage, display, and meeting space and allow for upgraded technology. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Macko at Porcupine Soup reports that the construction on a bridge that has caused a detour on Main Street in Cairo is continuing longer than expected. Construction on the County Route 23 bridge over the Shingle Kill began in August and was supposed to be finished in November. Cairo-based Greene County legislator William Lawrence said, and I quote, "COVID and reduced production problems have caused necessary parts to be delayed, and so is the opening of the bridge to traffic," end quote. Lawrence can't say when the bridge will reopen, and both sides of Cairo's Main Street will be directly accessible without a detour. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The state police this year ramped up its enforcement of vehicle and traffic safety in construction zones, issuing hundreds more tickets for speeding, seatbelt, and cell phone violations. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Building and maintaining a 21st century transportation system cannot be done without the work performed by highway construction workers, and it's imperative we do all we can to make their jobs as safe as possible," end quote. New York State Police issued 1,779 tickets during the Operation Hard Hat campaign, an increase from 1,048 tickets the previous year. The push ran from July to November. Tickets ranged from speeding to seatbelt usage, as well as failing to move over or obey a flagger. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.